The Chiefs Kingdom is well aware of Kansas City's 1-5 start, only to see their team win the last four under the unflappable leadership of Andy Reid.
The game Sunday against the Bills, it was the offense's chance to really show everybody that when you guys had your backs against the wall, you fell in that 10-0 deficit, that you could respond. Just how important was it for you guys to show you could win a little bit differently than you did in the first four?
Yeah, I mean, well, the offense finally came around clicking.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
But right now we're rolling, and we know what we have to do. Throughout the week, we kind of hit a routine to where everything's clicking, everything's working, and it's a lot of fun just going out there and playing for each other.
Jeff Allen leaves the game early, gets rolled up on, has the ankle issue, is questionable to return. What does it say to you as a teammate when you see him back out on the field, and not just come on the field, but grind out in that fourth quarter, 6.5-minute drive? Just what does it show you?
We were hit with some adversity there. The offensive line was banged up. When you see him coming back out, it makes you want to play harder. It's like, man, this guy's going through a lot more than I'm going through right now. You know, because if he's out there getting his blocks and I'm feeling healthy and I'm out here missing my block, you know, then it just doesn't look right. I mean, obviously it helped us win the game, and we love them for it.
The Chiefs are going to go to 1-5 and lose this game to the Vikings 16-10.
I know when you look at the losing streak that you guys weren't getting the results on Sunday that you wanted, but how important was you guys to keep your focus and to still prepare the right way so you could be in a position a few weeks later to put together a streak like you had?
Yeah, I mean, that's the hardest thing, is to be able to take it day by day, play by play, and, you know, still feel like you can get there. You can get there. I mean, it was a tough hill that we had to climb just to get back to 5-5. And, you know, to get over the hill, it makes you want to come into the office and put in that work. It's an exciting process right now, and I think everyone's really loving what they're doing.
One of the guys who's been a huge part of that momentum in any NFL team, everybody's going to look at the quarterback. How has your relationship with him progressed over the last even couple of years where your role's kind of increased?
Our chemistry is definitely built. I mean, if you put anybody together for 3 years, something's going to start to build, and something you're going to start to figure out guys' trends and what they like. But you know, I just try and be there for Alex, try and be there for every guy on the team. You know, just do my job every single play, and Alex knows that. Alex knows, hopefully, that when I'm running a hitch route out there, that I sit that thing down. The timing's right on time, and we're rolling. So it's I think it's building. Hopefully, it keeps on building from here on out.
Alex Smith fires a strike of 15 yards, and the Kansas City Chiefs have their first lead of the game.
All of the work that you guys do throughout the week that the fans don't get to see, people on the outside don't get to see all the stuff that you're doing here throughout the week. Is that one of the reasons that maybe when you get on the field, it just kind of all comes out of you?
The main thing that you have to do is you got to have fun with what you do, man. You have to want to come into work and put your nose to the grind. I mean, it was a crappy weather game last week, and you can kind of tell some guys didn't want to be there. And all you can really do is just get in somebody's face, scream, yell, maybe give them a smack in the helmet or something like that to get the blood going in the cold weather. And, I mean, from there, it's just going out there and playing for each other, man.
I spoke with Tony Gonzalez. He said when you were watching film on the offseason, you sent him a text saying, "Hey, old man, I'm watching you today. What kind of relationship do you guys have?" You could text arguably the greatest tight end in NFL history. Hey, old man.
Yeah, there's no arguing that. I think he is the greatest. And I mean, he put in his work. That's one thing on film that you can't really tell. But I mean, just through his fundamentals and his awareness and things like that, you know he put in the work. I asked him about his fundamentals and things like that. And sure enough, he was right on to where, you know, Mondays, Tuesdays, before practices, you know, your feet work and everything, just being a master of your own craft is basically what he was telling me. And I mean, it's helped me out just in a professional aspect of coming in every single day and going to work. It's been a pleasure having him to kind of be able to reach out to, and it's I'm definitely thankful for him letting me kind of nibble at his brain there and try and get everything I can out of the Hall of Famer.
It's not only a catch for Kansas City, it's a catch for Canton.
You guys won a winning streak last year. You were playing really well. You go to Oakland, they had been struggling, and they knocked you guys down. Is that in the back of your mind at all, or is this just a whole new situation when you go and play the Raiders again? Because it's a big game and division game.
It's not in the back of our mind. It's probably right in the part of the game plan. You know, you have to go in there and be the aggressor. The Raiders, they're a very good team. We definitely are locked in and not going to let this one slip out, that's for sure.